All right, hello, it's Tyler Bryden here. Very excited to be sharing with you today. Something is deeply fascinating. This is hot off the press, which is how to identify commercial intent in language. And I've created a post around this. There has been a lot of connections made that brought this together very quickly after years of actually sort of navigating through this in different ways in marketing and in public speaking, communication, and just of course this fascination with language. And what I realized and sort of came across is just this idea of as I've gone through this content creation strategy and then prioritization at the start of 2021, I've realized that it's very important to prioritize the time around the content that you're creating. And because so much of this is a strategy around organic search engine marketing, so what people are searching for and looking for, you then need to prioritize what the commercial intent of those searches actually are. So if I was to create all this content all the time, that would be fantastic. But if those aren't actually contributing to goals of the organization, they're not helping me grow, then it could actually be time that's not spent well. So that's what I'm really honing in on here today, and I'm gonna dig through with you, is how can you actually identify commercial intent and language? And this is, I hope, very exciting for you. As someone who has done a lot of search engine marketing, both on that organic side and then on that paid side, I have spent hours of my life looking through keywords. And if you're doing Google ads, you're paying for keywords, and then you're trying to filter out the ones that are not sort of commercially valuable to you. And really, people are spending ton of money through a system like Google Ads and often wasting that money because the keywords just are not going to lead to anywhere. They're not, as what we're going to talk about, transactional or commercial searches with no intent that is actually going to lead to something. So I'm going to set up the stage a little bit here. Wow, I just saw the ponytail and the OBS. Hair is getting long. And again, I got the post here and everything, and I really hope you do enjoy this. This was deeply fascinating for me and has actually tied together years of experience of corporate training and all this stuff into, both what I think individuals, organizations who are doing marketing and communication are something that they can actually use. And then also that, something that I'm now tying together with Speak AI, the software. So that is a beautiful, culmination of a lot of things, and amazing to see this all intersect. So quickly, I'm going to go through this, which is, here are some ways that I guess we can identify commercial intent. And just to give you, a little bit of a primer, one of the main ways that we see is this sort of funnel that people go through as they become aware of a problem. They realize that there's a solution for that problem. They become interested. They start to research. Then they come to a decision, and then they actually take that action. And so I'm not going to go through all the all the fine details on all these little sentences in here and everything, but it is very fascinating. This was introduced over 100 years ago, and these are these cognitive stages that people actually go through. And if someone has made a purchase, then they have gone through these stages. And just as an example, this is like an e-commerce sales funnel. The one I would used to make a joke about was like the Instant Pot. And generally you maybe hear about, you hear about this Instant Pot, and then you go and you visit the site, you view the product page, you add the item to the cart, you enter the checkout process, and then you make the final purchase. So that's the actual action that's taking place. But throughout that, before you actually got there, you were making this, you're taking these steps to actually get to that. And that's what this awareness, interest, desire, and action sort of funnel really indicates, and ADA for short. So there's different, different stages. The people in them are very different. And then a lot of this actually informs organizations and individuals' content strategy, because they write different pieces of content, different types of content, or use different strategies in this stage. So a lot of people using Facebook and like display ads with high impressions and high reach in this stage, just to see if there are people out there that they can make aware of the product or service or solution that they're actually offering. and hopefully, you know, reaching as many people, finding some people that actually generates interest, and then they come through to that next stage, which makes sense. Interest stage. So they're aware of the need, the solution exists, and they want to look at, you know, what those solutions are. So this time they're like often, you know, on search engines, they're starting to look at, you know, different brands, competitors, you know, versus searches, really starting to do some research on what is the actual solution. The other example I would often use in this would be like back pain. You know, you've got a sore back. You're starting to be like, I think I, you know, I need a solution to this. So now I'm starting to search for those solutions. Is it, you know, do I need a chair? Do I need a massage therapist, physio, what all that is? So this is this very research intensive stage, and then starting to compare what those solutions are, both for, I guess, practicality and then cost and accessibility, all of these things that really, you know, are indicators or attributes to actually leading down deeper into this funnel, which that next stage here is the desire stage. And I guess just lastly on that interest, this is where, you know, what happens in advertising funnels is they, you know, hit you with an awareness. If you engage with it, then you'll start to see the next stage of that funnel pop up. More content is created, and they're sort of doing this retargeting funnel, trying to get you down through these stages. So hopefully this helps you actually be maybe a little bit more resistant or just cognizant of what's actually happening on the advertising perspective. But now that you are through the interest, you are into this desire stage. So you know that there's a solution there. You want it. You have this desire to get a specific product, a service, a solution. They are not necessarily, they haven't made the action yet, but they're getting closer, and the searches, their behavior is actually reflecting that. So they might be very committed to finding a solution. They might just not be committed to you. So this is what they, you know, talk a very crucial stage in the actual advertising sort of process, that you really need to, you know, drill down during this and hopefully push people over the line to actually make that final transaction, the purchase, which is the last stage. Makes so much sense. Action stage. These people are finishing the transactions in an hour. Customers, they, you know, you're sending them the goods, and this is happening, you know, in local stores, maybe sadly not right now as much of because of pandemic, but online through e-commerce. So this is actually when you put the credit card in, you make the purchase, you are in that action stage. The part that's, you know, I'm not going to touch on too much today is that now you've become a customer. What is happening now is a lot of focus on the next part, really evangelizing someone. Once they make a purchase, then it's about, you know, bringing them back over and over again and really increasing the lifetime value of a customer from not just one purchase, but to something that happens over and over again, and then hopefully actually turns into a referral. Now, this is where I'm actually going to get into the language part, which is really interesting. So if you put all that together, we've got this funnel that people go through, and then based on those stages and where you are in this, your searches, the language that you're using becomes very different. And I am looking through this lens of search engine marketing today, but as I look in, you know, deeper into commercial intent, this can be, you know, in normal writing and emails and tweets and social media. Like, there's these indicators of commercial intent, and primarily I'm looking through the lens of language today, but right now I am pretty focused on sort of search engine marketing, both paid and then organic. So commercial intent, what is often broken down into is like informational search intent, navigational, and then transactional or commercial intent. And there are some, you know, people break it down into more nuanced stages, but I think this is pretty, you know, pretty overarching. That's the right word for this, in how we can actually explain this. So, you know, an informational one is very, you know, there's a lot of these searches online, people looking for this, looking for information, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to become a purchaser. And this is, again, more aligned with that awareness stage, and people spend a lot of time creating content and spending money advertising, but you don't necessarily know if these people are going to convert to a purchase. There's a lot of work to actually make that happen, and there can be people lost throughout that pretty easily, especially with competitors and so many options online. But you can start to see No, here's some informational keywords, and they intend to include some words like how to, best ways, ways to, I need to. Very informational, looking for information, and generally what we see, and I'll talk about this a little bit, is Google Keyword Planner and Uber Suggest. Like when you look at if people are searching for this, a lot more people searching, but but the cost is lower, and so is the competition. And generally that's because a lot of the focus is actually put on these searches and these terms that are further down that ADA funnel, more towards the actual action part. So just something to see if you're looking for new keywords to advertise on, you could see some amazing opportunities. Wow, a ton of people searching for this. And it's not even, you know, that much competition. It's most likely because they're too high up in that informational and it might not be valuable. However, if you have a great funnel, you have a great strategy, it could be very worth it to educate people. And this is what HubSpot's done so well in this idea of inbound marketing. And when you educate, you can actually bring people through that funnel very nicely. So lots of things to think about there. But you know, I hope that you can just see from a couple examples what these actual searches look like. There are some, I mean, the one stage that I don't have in this right now is sort of this like research stage, which I would say is like a little bit in between, which is like comparison. So, you know, if it was Speak AI versus Otter AI, or, you know, Microsoft versus Amazon, or like these are starting to be more research and comparisons. And you can start to see that as moving a little bit more towards commercial intent as well too. Especially if you're winning that competitive battle. If you're not, maybe that's the opposite. if you realize people are finding a competitor who's maybe better than you, that could be, you know, actually meaning that you're maybe losing on that commercial intent. But something to think about, that there is a sort of research stage that's actually part of this as well. And then there's the navigational search intent. So this is where queries are looking. So navigational means that they're actually looking for a specific brand or company or organization. So I have here Amazon or Walmart. They're actually typing that in, so it becomes this very navigational sort of query, and then like, you know, mind state and process that people are in. So this for these organizations is fantastic. It means that they do have they're definitely moving towards commercial intent. And what's really interesting, we'll see in Google Ads, if you type in specific Google Ads, then you will, like, for, you know, say you type in, just again, it's in my head right now, it's right here, Microsoft, you'll see Amazon advertising on that, because that navigational search intent is indicative that they're interested in probably purchasing something from Microsoft. Amazon has competing services, and they know that if they can maybe educate and sort of intercept the person in that moment, that they might be able to steal that, you know, that lead, that prospective customer, that prospective sale. I'm sorry about that language there. I'm really sorry. I'm gonna keep going though. I'm gonna finish this up. I'm gonna hopefully be able to speak. And then the final stage of this is what we're actually trying to identify today, which is, what are these transactional or commercial intent searches, these queries, or what is this language that indicates commercial intent or transactional intent? So I have a list I'm going to show you in a second, but this is a couple, you know, quick ones that we're actually looking at here that indicate it. So buy, discount, deal, shipping, quote, estimate. And what's fascinating is that these keywords have a lot of times lower search volume, because not as many people are searching for them and willing, and you know, at that final purchase stage, but the competition is much higher. So, you know, companies are aware of these terms that are showing commercial intent. And so there's a lot of companies fighting for this space. And I can talk about this again at another point, but like ad systems are just an auction and everyone's competing for this space in this exact moment and hoping that they're timing it right. So if you're doing Google search, of course you're aiming for high commercial intent. You're paying for that click and you're hoping that you're gonna get a return on investment for it. So when you start to see buy, order, get quote, order online, there's a lot of companies who are vying for that space, and then that space becomes worth a lot more. So the competition can be very high. Now, there are some tools Yeah, no, we'll go tools that actually allow you to do this. Now, I took a couple screenshots. I had to be, actually, I can show, I won't show Google Keyword Planner, but I'll show Uber Suggest. But I did a search, you know, around buying, you know, buy a guitar, and I'm playing guitar right now. So this is, this is deep in my mind. I saw a couple searches that I'm thinking about now, but allows you to find those searches. So this is a way that you can identify commercial intent. So you can find, and this, you can look at the language, actually the keyword that you're looking at, or you can actually look at, again, this idea of what, how high is the competition, how much it may cost. So if you see lower searches, higher competition, and then higher costs, most likely that is because there's commercial intent. Those are valuable keywords and searches. And that is a very good indicator for you that there is commercial intent there. However, we actually want to look at the language today, and I'm going to show a couple ways to do that. And then Uber Suggest, I did the same thing here. So I have a little search for guitar. Uber Suggest, great tool. I've brought this up before with Neil Patel. You can see, you know, guitar for sale. You can see the cost per click. And then they've got some terms. I don't know where the SD is here, but basically paid difficulty and then search difficulty as well too. So you can start to see as the cost per click go up, you know, as we see near me, which is a search term, near me is a hugely commercial term for searches. And you can see that, that it's actually reflected in the price. So if we look, I wonder, can I filter here? Yes, 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 I can. So even by looking at this, we can start to see, you know, there are some good volume around it, but you can start to see that the higher cost, these are interesting. A couple of them are, I guess, proving me a little bit wrong. I will say that. Yeah, see guitar repair near me. It's like some of these things that are higher up are showing that there's commercial intent. And I'm looking at both that cost per click, looking at the volume, looking at the difficulty here, both on a paid competition, and then also in SEO competition as well. But what I actually want to drill down again, just a reminder for myself and for you, is that there's big indicators of this actually within language as well too. And then what I, oh my God, my tongue stuck out, I'm sorry. You know, that Uber Suggest is a great tool. Google Keyword Planner is a great tool and will give you a lot of insights into this. Now, what's really interesting is what I had mentioned earlier is that doing this manually is a ton of work. I have said it. Did I lose my drawing? I have a drawing somewhere that I was drawing today. Now, this won't look much like anything to you. Do I switch this over? Yeah, I'll switch it. I got a second here. Huh, I'm sorry that you have to see this. This is raw. I told you it was fresh off the press. But you spend time basically, I'll walk through this. You take that, what I just showed you, those Google keywords from Keyword Planner, Uber Suggest, just brainstorming and think about it. And then say you want to do an advertising campaign. You can structure the searches differently, but then you drop it in as basically a seed list of keywords that you want to advertise on. Alternatively, you could actually be building content around. And then what you're doing is as you're paying for them, you're starting to see searches come through that are not commercially viable. They're wasted money that people, you know, it's just a waste of money. And then what you're actually doing is in Google AdWords, you're creating a negative keyword list. So now you're creating a negative keyword list and you're dropping terms in there that are now coming through that you've been paying for that you don't think are valuable. And as you do that, as you add to the negative keyword list, no longer will you actually have to pay for those terms. So very quickly, if you optimize this right, you can actually avoid wasting a lot of money and then only focus your ad spend on commercially viable in terms with commercial intent, with transactional intent that are actually leading to conversions on your site, goals on your site. So one of the parts that I'm trying to figure out here, and again, very sorry for that, is how can you do this more automatically? Because it does. It takes, you know, very manual. I've spent, again, hours looking through terms, being like, this is not valuable. This is this. Blah, 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 blah. Click, 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 click. And there's some automations and stuff that you can do, but not necessarily through language. It's more for, you know, I'm spending too much term on this term and it's not making me any money. And so what I'm trying to figure out is actually how can we do this automatically? And now this is selfish time. It's not selfish time. This is, I hope. I'm sorry for the swearing that you might have just saw. I'm doing commercial time. Oh, no. I am in the way a little bit. Let me drag here for a sec. Oh, well, I'm having more fun on the OBS today. So I built commercial intent into Speak Now. So I've got custom categories. And now that list, and I've included this in the actual post as well, too, below where I just was in this. It will now be able to automatically identify all language that then indicates this commercial intent. So this is really cool. I don't know if I have any other ones, but like literally, sorry again about the swearing, hit the edit, pop it in, save, and now automatically it's going to scan and analyze all those actual terms. So I apologize for any of the custom categories that you just saw that were naughty. That is part of life. I'm gonna hop back into my space here. Yeah. So I'm back in on the left side. And what I did, I didn't show you in Google Keyword Planner. But I, you know, I did a sample on the guitar again, and it came up with like 1200 words. So that was, you know, that was a lot. I'm like, I have to look through all these, and of course we can do some sorting and figure it out. But what I wanted to do was speed it up. And so what I actually did was then exported all of those terms, and you can see them all here if I scroll 3000 words. And now with the analysis with Speak, it's automatic. All the terms that with commercial intent are then automatically identified. So I can hit, you know, for sale, I can hit cheap, and it's going to take me, and then I can see all the ones with near me. Beautiful. Like now I have stripped through thousands and thousands of words and automatically identified the terms that actually have commercial intent. And I could just keep building this. I could put negatives in and then, you know, remove seeing ones that I don't. Just, I hope this works. Live demo is always scary, but just so you can see, we'll probably take a second just to go through and analyze it all. Come on, my friend, you got it. Yeah. All that was, right? And oh my God, sorry, I was in the way. I was in the way again. I'm sorry. I'll do this one more time, just live, so that you actually see. You know, I've got cheap. There we are. I've got for sale. Woo, near me. I love hopping through this price, right? And now you're quickly jumping through all the commercial intent within, you know, the, again, thousands and thousands of words. This could take hours to identify. If you, oh my God, sorry, I moved a little too far. I got to get my little scroller guy over here. And I know there's people in Excel who are, you know, doing filtering and amazing stuff, but this is, you know, deeply fascinating. And I'm hoping, you know, you can see the actual potential. My dream is that one day, you know, as much as, you know, I love advertising, it like is like, what, you know, how could you do this whole thing automatically? And then, you know, first of all, identify keywords and language with commercial intent. And then if you're spending money on advertising, automatically, you know, for example, take negative, you know, words that with no commercial intent, put them as a negative search term. And first of all, avoid spending wasteful money right in the beginning, or as things come through, that as you're sort of exploring new search terms and keywords, to automatically filter out the ones that are not valuable to you. 22 minutes. Did you do it? Yeah, I've got a full list here for the, you know, some of the other ones that I'm putting in that into the category. I'm going to keep building this. I've got a couple examples of, you know, less commercial searches, but to give you some good ideas, and maybe these become very, you know, commercial terms for you. There's things that have been surprising to me that they've worked. You know, someone searched this and then they go and submit a contact form or buy something or get a quote that I'm like, that was weird that they actually did that, but you have to do your own exploring. However, there's been a lot of work, a lot of research, and a lot of, I guess, wasted ad spend to figure out commercial intent in language. Wow. Okay. I'm going to hop back into my webcam here. I think I'm good. This was a ton of fun. I hope that you enjoyed seeing this a little bit and also see like the use case, the value of it. I really believe if you do this right, it could save you so much time in prioritizing what content to make, prioritizing paid advertising, and, you know, even flipping this around of analyzing any language anywhere in emails and everything. So starting to look at other things like persuasiveness, and then more, you know, to bring me back to love and healing and growth, one of the things I'm interested in, not to derail this, is like, how can I help identify myself when I'm in, you know, a danger, you know, a depressive mood, or, you know, how can we help identify when someone is actually in crisis? This ability to use custom categories, insights, phrases, and keywords to automatically extract and then help you navigate through large amounts of information in language really has so many capabilities, and I hope this is just one of them that you see. And again, this was, you know, how to identify commercial intent in language. Do I have anything else to say, Dahlia? No, I think that's it. Thank you so much. I hope you did enjoy this. If you have any questions about this, please feel encouraged to reach out. I love this stuff. And I'm pretty excited and hyped up about it. And I'm going to be spending a little bit more time, not just on that, again, the commercial intent, but transactional, informational, building out these categories and automatically analyzing it. If you have any ideas, recommendations, thoughts, just let me know. Send me a message. And thank you so much again, as always, for checking this out. I love you. You deserve great things, and I hope to see you again. I hope to see you again. I hope that you listen to this. I hope you're enjoying all this stuff. I will be continuing this journey, and I wish you all the best on yours. Thank you.